From what day I may find out, certain people not like me. Everyone got a spaghetti now. Makes through me, I do it like Nike. But me not fear no guy now. No matter how hard them a spite me, me just a go and do me thing now. Me just a do it like Nike. 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 Them one poison me, throw me thing up. Pass me and them girlfriend a link up.
Hello.
Dark way you did that when they think tough. No food, clean water for drink up. Now me and the dog them a link
Talking
up.
Talking Heads with Monty is brought to you by BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Kalina Insurance Limited, the Deposit Insurance Corporation, Dunkin' Donuts, Fine Threads, First Caribbean Bank, Grand Bahama News, John's Department Store, Jerker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, and Tropical Gyros.
Everyone talk a smack a thing now. Bitch throw me, I do it like Nike. But me not fear no guy now. No matter how hard them a spite me, me just a go and do me thing now. Me just a do it like Nike. 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 Me just a do it like Nike.
Me tell you the truth, if I were you, then me probably woulda like me neither. Fresh to the top, born again, them said the flow ungodly, my mind need Jesus. Girls call cookies when my mind need reefer. Girl, when my mind need.
You got a login letter to the Monday, November 27th edition of Talking Heads. Your boy, Naughty, and your company right up until 6 p.m. And we got a hot one today. Roscoe's still under the weather. He should be back next week. I continue to keep him in my thoughts and prayers and wish him a speedy recovery. You know, that walk in the morning ain't nothing to play with, man. So, Roscoe, I definitely wish you a speedy recovery. Keep him in my thoughts and prayers. And we'll see you next Monday, bud. Got a special show for you today, though. Got lots to talk about. And nonetheless, I want to remind you, I got my good friends from the Bahamas Pharmaceutical Association. Pharmacy Summit 2023 starts this Wednesday. All right, so I'm going to be talking with Dr. Marvin Smith in short order. And let's get the word out on that and, you know, get everybody lined up to attend that because I got some great events lined up with that. And then, of course, I'll open up the lines and we'll chop it up because there's lots to talk about. All right, and you know how to chime in. 323-6232. 325-4316, 325-4259 in New Providence. Toll free at any one of the Family Islands, 242-300-5720, 242-300-5720. Text lines powered by BTC, 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Stream us live, take us wherever you want to go, guardiantalkradio.com. That's guardiantalkradio.com. Cable channel 969, BTC Flow channel 6. Head on for fresh news, smart talk all day. Right here at Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Now, you know, I like to keep you in the know and get you where you want to go. And don't forget, DQ's still doing big things, all right? They got they had the big Black Friday, all right? They got the sweetest deal, 50% off on all cakes, on Diddy Bars, Busters, all that good stuff. And they continue today, all right, with Cyber Monday, 50% off their $5 gift cards. To be eligible for Cyber Monday sale, you got to just go online to their Facebook or Instagram page, click on, get your QR code, all right? You present that in the store, and you're going to get hooked up. Now, for more information, please follow all of DQ's social media platforms or ask a staff member, and they'll get you hooked up. All right. Now, with that being said, a couple of other... Boy, Texas, you are just blowing up the text lines already. My God, calm down. All right, we can save this for the when I open up the lines, Texter. Now, Texter. I know about all that. I know color glasses you got on, but I can read that text just like that, and we'll touch base on that in short order. But right now, I got Dr. Marvin Smith with me, from the Bahamas Pharmaceutical Association. How are you, Doc? Good to see you. And I know folks are going to hear the voice, and they're going to realize, wait a minute. You know that voice from the 5 o'clock hour. Yes, this is the big dog. This is the big chief. This is the big Georgia contributor. This is the big Kansas City Chiefs contributor. And my God, Pearly, I know you're listening. Georgia, write down, Pearly, just for you. What's going on, Doc?
Hey, good afternoon, Naughty Man. It's good to be here.
Finally, glad to have you in studio from this side of the mic rather than the other side of the
always,
mic.
Always. I appreciate you inviting me to come, man.
So. Now, what you got lined up for us? Is Pharmaceutical Week?
Listen.
The Pharmaceutical Summit, correct?
Yeah, Pharmacy Summit 2023. You know, I was honored by my colleagues to be chosen to lead the association again this past fall. And so we're having our first Pharmacy Summit. We normally do this toward the end of the year. It's a time for us to engage each other, engage the community, and do some continuing education. So we got a number of events, Naughty. It's going to be a full stocked weekend. We begin opening night, Wednesday night, at the Holy Cross Parish Hall. We're going to do our opening ceremony, and we're creating the E. Pedro Roberts Memorial Lecture. And it's a lecture that's going to talk about the state of pharmacy within the country. And this year, our theme is going to be celebrating our legacy and embracing our future. And so we actually have two speakers for our E. Pedro Memorial Lecture. One is a brand new Bahamian, brand new doctor of pharmacy, just graduated this year from my alma mater, Mercy University, Dr. Utoy Wong, and he's going to be presenting. And then we'll bring it full circle with one of our seniors, Philip Gray, a past president of the association, a past vice president of the Commonwealth Pharmacy Association, the first chairperson for the Pharmacy Council. And he will be wrapping us up at that lecture that evening. So we'll be doing that on Wednesday night. And I invite all the pharmacists, anybody in healthcare, but even the general public, just to come out and enjoy it with us. And then on Thursday, we have a Zoom meeting, a public forum on medical cannabis, medical marijuana. And it's talking about what does your pharmacist have to say about it. And we'll be sharing.
I might attend that summit just for the record. I'm not a pharmacist, but you know.
It's a public forum. It's open to
that topic is very, you know.
Everybody.
Interesting
everybody,
to me.
All right, because we've already submitted our paper to the government as to the draft bill. And so now it's time to let the public know what it is that we are saying to the government in terms of how our recommendations on the bill.
Yeah,
and to get feedback and everything else. So that's 7 p.m. on Zoom. Our Zoom can hold up to 5,000 people.
Wow.
So everybody all across the country can come in.
That's a big Zoom.
But yeah, man. Listen, this pharmacist mommies do it big. We do it big. All right? And then on Friday, we have Celebrate Pharmacy Day, where we are encouraging and we're doing a health fair at the Holy Cross Parish Hall. We'll be there from 11 o'clock doing brown bag, which is basically when you have all those old meds that your mommy used to have or your daddy used to take or your children had, and they're in your house, you can bring them to the Holy Cross Parish Hall. We will be there to help you dispose of them. Prescription that you currently on, we'll be there to answer questions. And then from 4 to 7, we have our vendors set up who are going to be talking about their products and giving out giveaways and everything else. So it's going to be an incredible time from 11 to 7. Right? Saturday is Celebrate Pharmacy Day. We're having all of our pharmacies across the country celebrating their customers, all right? And then Saturday night, we have our social. And then on Sunday morning, we go back to Holy Cross, where we'll be worshiping on the 9:30 service. And at 3 p.m. to 8 p.m., we'll be doing our continuing education with speakers, physicians, pharmacists. We actually have a guy who's coming to talk to us, give us a CE on quality assessment for medical cannabis. And this guy actually is married to a Bahamian. He's married to the daughter of Laura Charlton.
Charlton. All right.
Dr. Ed Siegel. He is the director of quality for Cambium Analytica, which runs all of the quality testing for both states of Michigan and Massachusetts.
And both of them have just recently gone green and legalized and decriminalized. I think another two good models that they could look at before they want to incorporate legislation here.
Mm-hmm.
It's important. If you look at the blueprint, it speaks to it, but it's broad. It's vague. It doesn't specify medicinal. It doesn't specify in detail recreational or sacramental. There's gray areas everywhere.
Right.
But at the end of the day, to know somebody that learned is going to be speaking on your panel, speaks volumes, because whenever medicinal marijuana does become legal here, that is what you're going to have to look at too. What kind of quantity are you getting? The quality.
Exactly.
And for what strain you're getting it for what malady. Because there's multiple strains for multiple maladies.
Yep.
Correct, Doc?
Yep, exactly.
I ain't wrong, right?
We actually have the author of the paper for the Medical Association who's going to be speaking to us also on Sunday.
All right, I got
so we're making sure that we are.
And see, Dallas play Thursday, so I could be there. I got all day Sunday.
Come on down, man. Come
Let's
on
go
down.
To the phone lines real all quick. Right. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Good morning. Good afternoon, Luke. How are you doing?
Hey, what's going on, JJ?
What a chat for the day. And you're not
What's happening, though?
But I can tell you this. When they legalize this marijuana, I go back open. They ain't gonna be like feeling like how some things come together. So I just tell the time. My train down by a line with the corner and put my man train. See, going out of there, so I'm scared of these positions now. So I figure one thing would have started to go in them. I'm also supposed to be tired of yours. All of those taxes, naughty. Just got to stop. See, if I become the prime minister or president, see, everybody has 18 to join the army. 18 to 50.
National service.
National service. National service. Naughty, I know some things. I got some things in this country. I the person, but people don't know basically nowadays. The Lenin family was in Swaziland, man, I don't see the bed them. My person in the back of the bus, no life on that. Person was in the way they say. I said, well, how much stores do you have up there? They say, one. I said, well, what a pay was right there. They run us off of Bay Street, and they try to run us off of Bay Street. I represented for many, many years, all the world, we can see with the country. It's two minor positions, no, and the past, and these aspect groups, you know. We, people like us, naughty, and now that I can speak to you, I mean, fix the country.
But you got to speak. You got to stay consistent to your message, JJ. And, you know, just keep on, you know, naughty, agitating.
My brother, they can agitate. No, boy, not nothing, no. Hey, but they ain't got to go to work for two and five, six months. Don't wait. They have to go to Parliament and pass the law. They have to be me. That might just, I see that. He said dancing with the Prime Minister being tapped here, tapped him there. I was actually on
and
all the good food,
healthy food. Yeah, I mean, the healthy
food. Stop me on the rum and the cigarette. I don't smoke. I don't drink hard rum like that. But naughty, I love you, my brother.
But I've been on, and I know they still ain't got no, they still not got any Wi-Fi on those public parks,
no,
too.
None still waking.
I got more calls since you talked to me about government ground by several other parks.
And Warren McCartney, does it do it, or give me the job, let me get a set, man.
There you go, JJ.
And alive. But you all have a fine, heavy fine. $10 million, wait. Then you'll get the message.
All right, Michael. Anyway, all right, JJ, I got you loud and clear. I got to get back to my guests, but I appreciate you chiming in. And yeah, you can't do my sponsor bad like that, man. Not 10 million. 5 million, they got to sponsor the show. Anyway, Doc, back to wrapping up with you, though. It's good to know that we got a whole weekend. Something that interested me there, what you said, folks can actually bring their brown bag medications that they want to get rid of. Because obviously, if you've got expired medication or medication that belongs to someone in the house is no longer there, like a grandparent has passed on, you want to get rid of that. You don't want anybody stumbling across that. But also, the fact that you're going to be so many pharmacists there that you can actually ask about potential medications and pharmaceuticals, correct?
Exactly. And this is the thing that is critical for us. We have to find ways to continue to give back. We have to find ways to continue to engage our public. So this year for the summit, we have five events, and three of the five events involve the public. All right? These are the things we have to be able to do. And so we're hoping to do that. JJ mentioned a thing about national service. One of the things that we're looking to do within the next 12 months is to establish a pharmacy technician cadet program where we will find ways to engage our young people from the high school level pharmacy as a career and be able to do some training and some we call it experiential activities at different pharmacies and hospitals within the country so that we could start engaging them in these sort of career paths a lot earlier. That's critical. We have to give people, if people have a future to look forward to, they're more apt to make better decisions to ensure their future. You know?
Now, let me ask you, is that a field for young people to get into right now?
Absolutely.
Not just locally here, but if they wanted to remain abroad?
If you want, pharmacy is probably one of the better careers to in terms of job security. I mean, I could tell you this right now.
People always need medications. I hate to say it, but they always do.
Listen, I about to turn 50 in a couple of months, and every day I get five or six job offers from all over the world because I'm a qualified pharmacist. And so if you're looking for a career that allows you to do multiple things, you can be an administrator, you could be an educator, you could be a regulator, you could be in research, you could be in clinical, you could be in retail, you could be in ownership, you could be in wholesale.
Multiple levels, multiple facets.
Multiple levels. I have a pharmacist who all she does is pharmacy education in terms of media. So she's in Vegas, and you're in Good Morning America.
Yeah, she's
I grew the girl up. Okay.
But you're driving the stars, but you don't break.
And she, that's all she does. All she does is put media stuff out. So I have a guy, a buddy of mine who runs RX Insider. He publishes a magazine. He's a pharmacist. It's the biggest pharmacy clinical magazine in the world.
So we're going to have international panelists, local panelists. So it's a broad
session. Listen, over this period of the next year, you're going to see us engage at multiple levels, regional and international, some of the biggest movers and shakers. And this ain't new, you know. In 2008, when we were putting together the draft act that's now the Pharmacy Act, do you know who we brought in to work on that with us? We brought in Dr. Norman Campbell, who is the Dean Emeritus at the University of Rhode Island. He has a PhD, a PharmD, and a JD. He is known as the modern father of American pharmacy law. That man jumped on a plane, came here to NASA.
Of course, that's a vegan of Bahamas. You know he's coming.
Okay, and we locked ourselves in a room, and boom. So we're used to this kind of thing.
All right, we got to get to the break. Let me get this call real quick, and then we'll get right to the break, and then we'll be back to wrap up the first hour with Doc. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hello.
Hey, what's going on, Sparky?
Now, let's talk the truth now. Remember back in the day when they talked about bootlegging when moonshine and alcohol was illegal?
Uh-huh.
You remember they found that they couldn't stop it, so they made it illegal?
Right.
They made so much money off of alcohol. We got breweries right in the Bahamas.
You got four brown bottles right now?
It was illegal. One time ago, my old man told me, he born in 1920. He told me when he was a 19-year-old boy, marijuana thing was legal in the Bahamas, you know. They could have smoked that when they was young boys. It was legal. But they found out when they made it illegal, they could make more money out of it being illegal. And then they developed the drug trade. When we was growing up, I'm 19 years old, I think, leaving government high on the blocks, we used to smoke marijuana. We used to call it then, not ganja, marijuana. They used to arrest us for it. And then they made it illegal that the pushers and all of them made more money out of pushing the illegal stuff. Now they're thinking about legalizing the medical marijuana. If you check the Bible, they talk about the herds of the fields. In India, they smoke marijuana. In Jamaica, they smoke marijuana. And in America, the Indians used to give the white man the peace pipe. Marijuana, ganja, we talk about the neem tree, the moringa tree. You know, you could dry them and smoke them just like herb, but they legal, and they was always good for the herb, for the body. But if you boil them and make a tea,
but then, Sparky, with all due respect, you have to look.
They keep it illegal because the money they make for it.
Right, but I understand your point about back in the day. We all used to smoke, all we was around. But you have to look at
it. I'm legal medical marijuana.
Right, and that's why.
Legal marijuana, and I get a seed that I should be able to grow it right in my backyard if it's medical.
Then Sparky, if that's some of your concerns, then you need to go right to your party, put out the blueprint for change, and express that to them.
It's just like the number rocket. They don't already got to pick out the people they got licensed to be able to grow it. And feed it to us. They don't got that group of people who they got license. It could be just like the number rocket. A certain group of people can get the license to be able to grow it. But me and you can't grow it.
Man, Sparky, but for God's sake, you get bad back, you get bad leg, you got gout, you lick down, you could get a prescription from supplement.
So I can't grow in my backyard if it's illegal medical. Have a good day.
Yeah, but Sparky, like I say, you got to take that up with your crew. Let's get to the break. I'll let Doc touch on that on the flip side of the break, as well as some other components. But don't forget, we got the big Pharmacy Summit 2023 going on this Wednesday through Sunday right here in New Providence. Got international guests and local guests through local parliaments. And if you want to find out more about pharmaceuticals, I think it's look at, on Facebook page and look how they disseminate the information. There's something there for you, some good seminars, some good Zooms. To get you educated and get you hooked up on pharmaceuticals, which is important. You got to know what you're taking. You got to know how it affects your body one way or another. So we'll continue that discussion on the flip side of the break as the Monday, November 27th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
Deck the halls with paint from Kelly's House and Home. Shop early for all your paint supplies during the holiday fix-up sale now through December 24th. Save 25% on house and spray paint and 20% on paint supplies, except on net items. Our selection of paint colors is a delightful way to spread holiday cheer throughout your home. From December 1st through 24th, we're open Mondays through Saturdays from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. and on Sundays from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Shop Kelly's Holiday Paint Sale going on now. Happy holidays from Kelly's House and Home.
Ciao! Fidelity Can on this year with their new festive giveaway. You could win cash, an iPhone 15, get a bill paid off, PS5, all kind of things. Apply for a loan or an AIM savings account, and you could win. Briar, call them now. Yeah? 356-7764.
You've tried everything. ASUS with your mother's cousin's sister's auntie, and even hiding your money under your mattress. But is your money safe? Your Bahamian dollar deposit in a member bank or credit union is insured up to $50,000. If anything happens, your deposit up to the insured value will be returned to you thanks to Deposit Insurance. Visit Deposit Insurance Corporation at www.dic.bf.
Protection for your money guaranteed with DIC.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy, and spicy is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we putting Bahamian's voice guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer. If we can make your dreams come true,
we playing with Island Games.
The new KFC Nuggets have arrived. That unlike the no-gets, ours are handmade using 100% white meat. Unlike the no-gets, at KFC, we hand bread every day to achieve the perfect flavor. After you try our delicious and crispy nuggets, in the original recipe, you'll never settle for less. KFC, the real nuggets. It's finger-licking good.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
We're back at you on the Monday, November 27th edition of Talking Heads. And we continue my conversation with Doc. And it's a good week. Like I say, coming up Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, something, or, you know, every day of the week. Dr. Smith and the crew at the Bahamas Pharmaceutical Association, they got the Big Pharmacy Summit 2023. And they got lots to talk about. And it's very important that you get out there, especially if you have questions with medication that you might be on right now. Mm-hmm. And these are the folks that you need to talk to find out, look, I got a certain side effect. I feel a certain way. Somebody just texted me saying, Naughty, ask Doc what's going on. Some of these medications have unusual side effects. If I had the bellies one night, true story, I got some medication. I read the back. If I take it, I'll stop going to the bathroom, but I might have suicidal thoughts. So I just sat there the whole night. You know what? Just...
if your stomach running all night, you're going to have suicidal thoughts anyway.
Yeah. But no, as a comedian, I've always, I got a joke about it. You know, take this medication and what are the side effects, you know?
Right.
Vomiting, diarrhea, suicidal thoughts, itchiness, scratchiness, sweating, like.
No. Well, you have to remember that by law, companies are required to put anything that happens in a clinical testing that happens to 0.05% of the people. So that's literally one half of one half of one half of 1%.
Repeat that.
Okay.
One more time, okay. So everybody can catch it. One, Carly, you get in this bag, we'll get you.
One half of one half of one half of 1%.
Wow.
Okay? They have to document it as a potential side effect. Okay? So the reason why I may have already been experiencing mental health issues, blah, 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 and I am in this study, right? And I have suicidal thoughts. Is irrelevant. It happened while I was in the study.
So I got to mention it.
Legally, what that does is it clears them.
Okay.
Okay, if something happens. You can't look us up. What you should be speaking to when you talk to your physician and really your pharmacist knows the drugs better than anybody else, is to say to them, what are the expected side effects I can take? So, like, for example, if you give somebody doxycycline, buddy, yes, you can be visiting the bathroom for a minute. You probably have some stomach cramps. It's just natural. And then you say to them, okay, if that's going to happen, what could I do to alleviate that when it happens? And they can say to you, well, you should do this or you should do that, X, Y, Z. So those are the discussions when you go to your pharmacy. Don't just grab your meds and go.
Ask questions.
Ask questions. And as pharmacists, sometimes we have to be proactive. And you'll see that people say, now, when you take this, make sure you drink a lot of water or eat, take this with food or whatever. And the little
right.
labels and stuff.
And you put on the labels, correct.
Okay.
Got a question for you. Good afternoon, Naughty, to you and your guests. A great show. Please ask Dr. Smith why the same medication, same brand, no difference, but costs four different prices in four different pharmacies. Something is wrong with this. Some are three times more in one pharmacy than the other.
Okay. So this is a huge issue.
Same generic brand, okay. Not the brand,
right.
End quotes.
Right. Okay. Because you get the government talk stuff about price control and all that sort of stuff. Listen to me. Everybody operates on scales of economy. Let's take Guardian Radio for an example. Guardian Radio has multiple studios, hires multiple people, has an operation that deals with all sorts of things. Their stuff's on the internet. They got a website, they're running everything else. Okay? So their operating costs are different than another radio station where I'm the radio station owner and I'm also the DJ for half of the day, right? I do all of the shows and I operate from one room and that's it. The costing is different. So people put their pricing, and it's the same thing. I mean, not you know, as somebody who goes out and enjoys a good drink every so often, right? The same drink don't cost the same in every bar.
No, that's true. You got different prices at different places.
Okay. And so you have to understand, what is somebody's operating scale, okay? What are they paying their staff? What's their rent, all right? How much are they buying? All these different things. If I'm buying more in bulk because I have a bigger store and I could store it, my price might be different. If I'm the distributor who also owns a pharmacy, my price might be different. If I'm getting it from a different source, my price could be different. Well, what we want to tell, when we push our members to say, listen, make your pricing transparent. People should know, hey, listen, these are the things here, and this is what I offer that's different from other places, so my cost is different, right? But it's a very simplistic argument to say this same thing costs different in different places. It don't work that way because everybody has different operating cost, right? So that those are
somebody might secure that drug at X, Y, and Z price, and another might get it a little cheaper.
They may get it at the same price, but the problem is that the place I'm in, I might own the place.
So you get
and
offered
somebody
for
else
that.
Is paying rent.
Correct. I got you.
Okay.
Got another one for you. Naughty, ask Doc why doctors don't believe in bush medicine and the medication that comes from the bush.
See, when we use these generalizations, I've been practicing in this country for 23 years. And I have yet to find a single physician who has said to me, I don't believe in natural medicine. Not one. Every physician I know believes that there's a place and a space in therapy for natural medicines. Okay? Right. So one of the things that we did for years and years and years, when we first started doing mandatory continuing education for the pharmacists in this country, We had a component of natural medicine, these pharmacy summits. Now, of course, we're using the medicinal cannabis now as the focus on natural medicine, because that's really what medicinal cannabis is. It's a form of natural medicine, all right? So you will find that physicians and pharmacists across the country believe in the role of it. What we don't want is to have our patients using it outside of our knowledge. We should know what you're using so that when we prescribe something else or we dispense something else, that it's not either counteracting what you're doing or creating what we call an exponential effect. So you're already taking a natural medicine that lowers your blood pressure. And then we give you a med that lowers your blood pressure.
Well, see, no, I had to, you know, it's very funny. I had to do that with my dad because mm-hmm. when he broke his hip and he came home, then it's okay, you gotta get your meds. Now, what is this pain medication going to do to your heart medication and your pressure medication? Ah, that's good. So now you got to you make sure the pressure stay here, and you can't take this because that slows it down. You got to balance it out. You can't give one without the other because of the side effects. So you got to know what's going on.
And these are cultural things. Listen, I have two parents who put me through school, okay? Knows better than anybody else that their son is a doctor of pharmacy. And my mom is still bringing on Bush stuff.
This is a great show so far, and I'm very, enlightened. And thanks, Doc, for enlightening me with the information. But I still haven't heard him say once about the famous ginger ale. When we were small, ginger ale cured everything. And that's true, though. Drink one hot ginger ale. I got an injection. I didn't eat everything at the fair. Drink a hot ginger ale. You just drink a hot ginger ale. Go lay down, baby.
That works. I use it myself. So,
ginger ale is right there.
And so natural things you do. So, for example, for me, I use a ginger tea, a natural ginger tea, okay, every morning. I don't take prescribed meds. I use that instead. Right? And that helps my digestive health.
Here's two others for you, Doc. Good evening, Naughty Good Show. Tell Doc his number one fan is tuning in and enjoying the show. I guess you know who your number one fan is.
Yeah. That's my girl. So.
All right. And then second of all, this is a pretty interesting question. Naughty, can Doc speak on some alternatives for pain medication? Most hospitals use codeine for pain, and codeine has opium in it. And that is why we have such an opioid epidemic in this crazy world we live in. Are there any alternatives that we could take aren't opioid, based?
So here's the issue. It's easy to blame the tool. All right? Okay. Opioids have a place in pain management, but not a long-term place.
Sure, I don't.
Listen, I broke my collarbone in 1997. I was in pharmacy school. Broke it. A car accident. I'd never taken an opioid before. They gave me Vicodin.
Oof.
And after 2 days, the school clinic gave this to me. After 2 days, I went back to them. I said, y'all need to keep that. Keep that. Let me just do ibuprofen. I'll max out on ibuprofen. If I got to eat bread every time I do this on my stomach, drink milk on my stomach, don't get an ulcer, that's fine. But I got to get this back to you. Okay? I have other people who take Vicodin and it has no effect on them. So opioids are different based on your own receptors.
Your tolerance.
So as physicians and pharmacists, we have to do a better job of monitoring and properly managing pain patients.
But, all right. We got to get to the break. Let me get these two calls in real quick and we'll get right to the break. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Naughty.
Hey, what's happening, GNN? Make it quick for me because we got to get to the break. What you got for me?
I need to get your number or you my number, but I need to talk to you about something very important after the show.
All right, listen, let Madam Producer get the number for you, GNN, and I give you a buzz, okay?
Now, don't walk past it like everybody else now.
Okay? No, I got you. No, Madam Producer on today. She's made sure we take our things when we leave. Trust me, ain't like the rest of them, all right? No, I got you.
All right.
And that's Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey,
what's going on? You all right?
Hey, Pearlie.
Pearlie ain't here yet, but I'll tell him you asked.
Okay. Somebody was asking about pain, something natural to pain. I grew up on the island. My grandmother was a midwife, but a bush medicine woman. She had a bush for everything.
Okay.
What she used to give us for pain, and I find that it works, is room temp water on a chilled towel on your forehead.
Room temperature water and a towel, chill towel on your forehead?
Yeah, like a damp towel on your forehead, especially for headaches. It over time, because, the body has its own pain reliever. The room temp water helps to activate that. That is something I've practiced. It helps.
Well, next time I have a hangover, I can try that. And if it don't work, I can call you out on my show.
I know I'm a hangover, Naughty.
No, you're talking hangover, you're talking headaches. I know how to deal with a hangover. Wake up and keep drinking what you're drinking the night before at breakfast. Listen,
spicy weenie sauces or spicy chicken wings and one hot ginger ale. To do that.
There you go. Hot ginger ale. We already said that the healing medicinal powers of hot ginger ale. That remedy. All right, good to hear from you, man. We're going to get to the break. Flip side of the break. We'll wrap up the conversation with Dr. Smith right here on the Monday, November 27th edition of Talking Heads.
Juicy. spicy fried chicken, mashed potatoes with gravy, and a hot buttery biscuit for only $5. That's genius! Part of the KFC Genius menu, the KFC $5 snack box delivers on flavor and value. Need to feed more than one? KFC's Great Picks has got you covered. Packed with four thighs and four legs, fried to golden perfection, plus four buttery biscuits for only $20. More genius! Hungry for deals? The Genius Menu at KFC. It's finger licking good.
Go CIBC First Caribbean. We help you
to get what you want this year. Spin the wheel of wishes. A trip for two to Miami. Spin the wheel of wishes. You can win loads of cash for Christmas. CIBC First Caribbean.
Win with your approved loan. Visit CIBC FCIB/Wheel of Wishes for more information. Conditions apply.
John Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your friend. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. Buy your local paper at Freeport Convenience Stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Want to reach your Grand Bahama customers? Then call Barefoot Marketing at 827-4578 or message them for ad rates via their Facebook page. Advertising opportunities now include classified ads too. Keep up with all the latest Grand Bahama news in the Nassau Guardian newspaper every Tuesday.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
Your pumpkin favorites are back at Dunkin'. Indulge your pumpkin passions, mouth-watering muffins, and delightful munchkins. Or sip a Dunkin' Pumpkin Spice Signature Latte made with a rich blend of espresso, pumpkin spice, and vanilla flavors, all topped with whipped cream, caramel drizzle, and cinnamon sugar. Available hot or iced, Dunkin' offers the ultimate pumpkin coffee experience. Head to Dunkin' today. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
All right, we're back at you on the Monday, November 27th edition of Talking Heads. And wrapping things up with Dr. Smith. And obviously, you know, a lot of you texted out, you're interested, especially, here it comes again, Naughty, can you please repeat the dates and the times? I missed that earlier. I want to go where you can talk to the farmer. So where, specifically that day, dog, where they could get the one-on-one with you guys.
Okay, it's two things. One, the public forum on medical marijuana. Thursday night. It's going to be by Zoom. We can put the Zoom out, Naughty. We can put it on Facebook. We can put it on social media. We can flood the places with it.
And make sure I send me that link. I'll Zoom and watch that all night.
Definitely. All right? Starting at 7 o'clock on Thursday this week. And then on Friday, we will be at the Holy Cross Parish Hall from 11 a.m. until 7 p.m. that day. Come and bring all your old meds. We're going to have the facilities there to dispose of them. Come and bring your current meds if you have questions on it. Come and bring any of the issues that you want to be there. We got people from 4 to 7 p.m. from these different companies that are going to be helping to do some of the screening and some of the product placement and everything else. Thanks to our sponsors, all our wholesale companies, NASA agencies, and Lowe's Wholesale, and Hasmark Pharmaceuticals, Commonwealth Drugs. Listen, we are going to be here for you guys. Please make sure that y'all access these things that we're planning for you as a public. We want to make sure that we engage you as your pharmacist, particularly here within the country. And then I want to say this for Donnie before I go. We've named our opening lecture for this summit the E. Pedro Roberts Jr. Memorial Lecture. E. Pedro Roberts was really the modern father of pharmacy in this country. Yep. In so many ways. All right. As a child, he's the reason why I became a pharmacist. Okay? And we're going to spend our time honoring a great Bohemian, a real nation builder. We spend so much time sometimes giving platitudes to these folk who, because they've been to Parliament or they do this or they do that. It's the people who sit there in the trenches who build the core things we need in this country. Healthcare, education, national security, real business development. Those are real heroes of the country. And so we're going to honor him, and we'll do this every year. He deserves for that. And we'll be giving out the first E. Pedro Roberts award for longstanding excellence in pharmacy practice that day, too. All right?
All right. I got a couple more before we get out of here. Hey, Naughty Pepper Sauce is the ultimate hangover remedy. Naughty, we have very poor pain management treatment here in this country. I cannot take any NSAIDs, I guess you know.
NSAIDs, non-steroidal anti-inflammatories.
There you go, because of chronic digestive problems. Mm-hmm. What is hydroxychloroquine used for in arthritis? And also explain medical marijuana use. Does it relieve pain? Well, you have some strains of medicinal marijuana that are specifically for pain.
And we're going to talk a lot about that on Thursday evening at our Zoom. Send it out. Please join. Bring your questions. It's literally going to be not a bunch of lecturing. It's going to be an open forum where we'll have some information, and then we'll stop and ask questions. Then some more information, and we'll stop and ask questions.
All right. What I'm going to do, text us right now, since you all like really hit me with these texts. Listen, you got another day when you can come on and just talk medication, like some vaccine information and some more that kind of stuff.
I could bring some more pharmacists with me too.
Yeah, man. That's true. All right, text us. So we will have that. We'll line that up. Listen out for that. We'll make that happen. And if we could get Doc on once a month just to come in and chop it up with us for you guys, because I never knew how interested in, and this came together today, just came together, boom.
Yep.
You see what I mean?
Exactly.
So it was for a reason, and glad to know that you found it so informative. And the final question is, Doc, I need your natural ginger tea recipe, please. And then ask Dr. Smith who's going to the Super Bowl. Go ahead, tell him we're going to the Super Bowl.
Listen, Super Bowl can be just like it was last year. Same two teams, same result.
I didn't tell this man it could be Cowboys and Indians. Chiefs and the Cowboys. We can talk about that later.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Doc. I appreciate you. Text us, he'll be back. Caller, we got like 2 minutes. Let's get this call in and wrap up this hour one time. Caller, make it quick. We gotta get to the break. How are you? Who's this?
Yes. You know, when I got knocked down about 3 years ago, I was in a lot of pain. I mean, pain. I got some pain medication. I started to read the side effects on it. And then I said, no, let me do some research. And let me tell you what I did. I saw that moringa helps with pain. And guess what? I took it about 4 or 5 times. And when I started taking the moringa, my pain went away. I could get more quality sleep.
So that helped you with your sleep and ease your pain, your moringa.
Yes, sir. I didn't take the tablet because I read the side effects. And another thing, always recall medication. Why? A year, over 4,000, the FDA approved it, then they put them off the shelf because the damage it does to the body. Thank you.
All right, man. Have a good one. Happy you got anything for Happy right there as far as that goes.
I mean, listen, whatever works, and recalls happen in every industry. So you know,
it is what it is. That's the
nature of doing business. That's the numbers.
Well, I appreciate you, Doc. We'll talk again soon. Great show today. Good stuff. Very informative. Glad my listeners, were informed with this. I mean, it's only supposed to be a little 1 minute segment, but y'all enjoyed it so much, and we'll do it again.
Definitely.
All right, we'll get to the break. The news is coming on the flip side of the news. We'll be in the 5 o'clock hour. We'll be talking regatta, all right, the best of the best. And we'll be talking our post Sunday NFL wrap up and get you ready for Monday Night Football. Keep it right where you got it. The Monday, November 27th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
We're back at you on the Monday, November 27th edition of Talking Edge. Your boy, Naughty and Company, right up until 6 p.m. And, of course, you know, we got to talk best of the best regatta to set off this hour. Then we'll take a break, and then we'll talk sports. We got, big Monday night game tonight. We'll recap the weekend in the NFL and the NBA. Get you my picks lined up. And we get the final, you know, 10 or 15 lined up today. Probably with overreaction Monday with Rich Eisen. But we might have Colin Cowherd. We'll have it hooked up for you. But I need to address a certain situation now. You know, the captains were on last week for Best of the Best. We had a great conversation with them. Now it's come to my attention, you know. Other people heard that show. Other people saw the show. And they was like, hey, we got to get the Sanders on. Now, nah, Sanders won't go on other shows and brag, but they got the best. But listen, I can be honest with you. This is the best afternoon talk show, bar none, right here. Out of the best. That's why, Exuma, I know your game. I know Chester got you $1.2 billion in investments, but it's going to your head. The best boats do not come from Exuma. I've been doing some research from last week, okay? I some giants have come from Andrus. And if no, I don't mention Long Island. All my Long Island connection can run me like a sheep. So trust me when I tell you, y'all need to put your money where your mouth is. Now, I could bet Kentucky Fried for my crew. I got buckets of KFC on the Andrus boat and on the Long Island boat. Black Point, what y'all saying? What y'all saying? And y'all could call me too. Numbers right here. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, or toll free. And any one of the family islands. 242-300-5720. All right? So if y'all gone back to Exuma before you throw this cut skin on the weekend, call me toll free. But I want to know. Now, the only reason I talk in New Captain Bastian, to be honest, is because I want to see Andres do some stuff with the boats. But that 49 I got my cowboy heart hurting right now. So just let's talk sailing, okay? You ain't got to rub that in.
I humbly apologize.
But if you can beat anybody from Exuma this week, beat them out. You all beat the Cowboys.
That's a plan. That's the plan. That's the plan, Naughty. You know, I represent Andres, Larry Bastian. Andres in the house strong.
The big yard.
The big yard. The big. The harder they come,
the bigger they fall.
The bigger they fall. So, yes, Naughty, you know, the best of the best coming up. Well represented in the C and E class especially.
Okay.
We have approximately about 3 C class, the Revelations. That's Kevin Moxie. I myself have 2 E class, C class. Ashley B. Melba B. I have 2 E class, Mama and Papa. I think we have another E class, 3 E class, 5 other E class coming. E class will be dominated in this.
Somebody from Andrus could be in the E class.
I can guarantee you that.
But if y'all get 20 boats in, y'all got a good chance.
No, I can guarantee you that because as we speak, the top 3 E class in the Bahamas are from Andrus.
All here from Andrus.
All from Andrus.
And they are?
Papa, Mama, Miserable Woman, Hard Heel Gal. They'll become Captain Peg.
What y'all doing to the woman in Andrus with y'all naming Hard Heel Gal and Tingle Man? What's going on?
Because it's a boat thing.
It's a boat thing. I can leave that last cut of the phone line, see what they got to say. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
How you doing?
I'm good. Talk up a little bit for me, JJ. What you got for me?
Yeah, but Larry is my cousin, man. I'm from Mangrove Key.
Are you from Mangrove Key?
The whole bar. Larry's my cousin's family. Larry, how you doing, cousin?
I'm good.
This is your cousin, JJ, Larry.
I'm the boat. Yes, I'm my cousin. I'm the boat man, Larry. But I've been home now from 86.
Well,
I've been in the belly break from Mangrove Key to XLA.
Well,
now you working with me, let's get it done, man.
Well, that's
bye-bye, I gone.
That's a matter of the administration and the government. But we talking both right now, JJ.
JJ, don't say before you, but you don't say you go in. That's usually family.
Well, like I said, if persons are listening right now, in the E-class, Papa is the number one boat in the country today. I can guarantee you that.
Number one boat in the country.
Right. Now, the E-class for the best of best will be skippered by junior sailors only. And I got it from good authority that the captain of the Papa, he's going to definitely be bringing home the bacon.
Boy, y'all laying down the gauntlet. So, Captain Carroll, what Long Island got to say, man?
Yeah.
And I know y'all famous for some great boats.
I'm naughty. I listen to Larry running on here. I didn't want to say nothing to him because, you know, we had to let them talk now.
Right.
Let them feel good now because it's just the only, that's the only space they could feel good is inside. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
When you, when
on
you,
that open water?
When you see we got molecule,
seasick.
Thirsty.
Seasick.
That's it. Because, you know, we're the defending champions in the 5 years. Long Island get everything.
You are
so
the dynasty.
We only come down here to let us stay on that level.
So y'all ain't come, not y'all come to win and that's it. Win and
we,
go home.
We winning. Ain't no if we could win. We winning. All them fellas from Black Point, who you was talking about?
Mm-hmm.
They trembling right now, they ain't me talking.
I know.
They trembling.
Because I ain't seen before and let them.
Oh, they ain't gonna call, they scared. They scared to call. And they get one here on Robertson Road is caught here. Who you name? Dr. P. He's inside his shop trembling right now.
Appointments all day. Can't come outside.
He can't. He's scared. He can't. The fella told me, he said he went to get his hair cut. His hammer's shaking. So he messed up all
gap,
the sides.
Gap up. Head gap
up. Head gap up. He had to come on the chair.
Wow.
Because, you know, we got, you know, one of our top boots in the A-class, the legend, she wouldn't be coming in this year because of the fellas, you know, these fishermen. And the weather was bad for 9 weeks.
So, yeah, they got to take care of family.
And so the weather just got good. They went out fishing, so they wouldn't be, legend wouldn't be here. But the running tide is here. And Captain, we call him Triple Crown, Stephen Knowles. And then we have the Rough Justice, sailed by Dusty Rhodes.
Oh, that's my boat right there. Yeah. That's my boat right there. That's my favorite wrestler of all time, right? That's my boat right there.
Yeah, Rob Josh is that's Josh Knowles.
That's my boat right there. I know who that is. Josh, Bert, I can meet you when I meet Bert, you, but that's my boat.
That's Bert Knowles' grandson.
That's Bert Knowles' grandson?
Yep. Stop Josh it. Knowles.
All right, I guess good people.
And then we have two B class, Susan Chase. Well, that's Stefan. And then you have the old boy.
That's a good name too though.
That's the old boy.
That's a good name.
And then the C-class, we have the Sassy Sue, we have the Witty K, and Sacrifice. Sacrifice will be sailed by Colin Jr. See, I think he's only 16
wow.
years old. And he could be putting a cut man on but Larry that, them.
You know what I'm really...
He own Larry
but
them.
I'm really excited to see that both of you mentioned two up-and-coming sailors, like young men, one
oh,
for
yeah.
the Papa, one for the other. But did you
Sacrifice, yeah.
Sacrifice. That's what I like to hear, that at 16 or so... They get it, and they're ready to do it.
And
sport is going to continue.
And C-class is having, like, I think, about 40, Larry, or 38?
We have about 38 C-class in both participating this
wow,
weekend.
That's awesome. We got a phone call. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Yeah, pleasure to get in on the sports side of the show.
What's going on, Sparky?
I want to ask that man from Long Island. Isn't there had one boat in yard?
Yeah, she owned by Long Island. A Long Island girl, Sandy.
I know that Sandy Trico.
Yeah, Sweet Island
girl.
Yeah,
radio.
You got one woman out there, got one boat named Sweet Island girl. That's Sandy Trico.
Yeah, Sweet Island girl. She's been sailing.
Got their own boat, you know.
Yeah, she's been sailing. Sandy Moda, too, now. As a hard boat, Long Island.
That's my girl, man. That's Sandy Trico.
Yeah, she's
Mr. Trico, from they got one clothing store somewhere.
Fine Threads, buddy. Fine Threads who sponsored this show. All right, there you go. Top of Hill, Mackey Street, and the Southwest Shopping Plaza.
That's Sandra Trico from St. Matthew's Church. That girl got her own boat called the Sweet Island Girl.
Yeah, Sparky, you right.
You good, Sparky?
Man, I know the people there, Sparky. Okay, yeah,
all right. All right, there you go, Sparky. Now, you talking about boats, though. Let me tell you, man. I did a trip years ago when I first started doing radio, and I had to go cover bone fishing in Exuma. And they ended up taking me to see, I think it was Miss Two, who had a boat one time. And she used to sail, and the gals used to be topless on the boat.
You mean
the shark
gal.
Lady. The barefoot gal. And it was the shark lady.
Yeah. Gloria Patience.
Patience, not Miss Two, Miss Patience. There you go. There you go.
Yeah.
And she was a character.
Yeah, that was years ago. Yeah.
Ooh, God, she's a character.
Yep. But we had some, I must mention, Buzzy Roll.
Uh-huh.
Buzzy will be coming down. Buzzy, you can't trust him. He's a sly old fox from his
summer.
Buzzy could be there now. You gotta
so
watch
you got
up.
Got some all star captains coming up for this.
Yeah, we gotta watch up. You gotta watch up. Captain J. Ed Monroe with the New Courageous, a very, very fast boat built in Long Island by Mark Knowles.
So, who do you think? Give me some of the rundowns and the categories. Now, we mentioned, you know, you got your A class, your B class, your C class, but. Let's talk about the A-class real quick.
All right, A-class.
What's some of the big boats in that category?
Oh, we have the,
I got some Texas.
We have
right
the running.
Now.
We have the running tide. We have Rough Justice. We have New Courageous. We have Air Sky. We have Good News. Any more items? No, Larry?
That's about it.
But a Southern Cross, so yeah. She is out. And Bella Legend.
The Legend.
The Legend, the Tidal Wave, and the Lady M, they're not here.
Now, the Tidal Wave been around for a while, right? That name. Maybe
yeah,
not
yeah,
that boat, but that name.
Yeah, I think she has some problems now.
Raleigh Gray was the captain.
She needed to do some work. She needed to do some work. But, you know, I hate to say it, but the Long Island boats retired them. We retired them, yeah, Long Island.
Beat them into retirement.
We beat them in retirement. They couldn't take it no more. So they have to get out. Too much blood pressure. Everybody having strokes.
But y'all been carrying on this bottle with people, children. You know somebody coming to try to put it on y'all. Y'all know you know you don't have no owner.
Well, you when it comes to see Larry, yeah, when it comes to sailing, you got to come strong to beat Long Island.
I tell you.
Well, you know, for a while Long Island had to come up to where they are. So, everybody has their season, and Long Island both have their season. But I believe. That is about to come to an end. You know, the A-class is limited, but not all of the A-class that's available are participating. The B-class is also limited. You know, we have a shortage of B-class. And the hot classes will be the C-class and the E-class. Now, Long Island, they have three C-class. I think they're going to be in problem this year. Myself, I own two C-class, Melville B and Ashley B. Now, Ashley B is the slowest boat. August, I took Ashley B to Black Point Exuma. And I thought where boat out of Black Point would beat Ashley B. So said, so done.
Larry, I could bet you on the radio. We have three C-class of the TD8. Two of them be in the top three.
That's fine.
Sunday.
That's fine. That's fine. Yeah, but Ashley B or Melville B will be the other one.
Okay,
all right.
All right,
Exuma sitting on the side. Maybe you let Anderson and Long Island kill up each other. Maybe we can slide in from the side.
Just kind of time now, Exuma, and they don't want to be close to me now.
Oh, no?
It's scared.
Oh, yeah?
No, not this kind of time. Well, too close to Regatta.
And I didn't know you were saying, see, I got to figure you out, man. I see you around town. I said, yo, that's cool, dude. But I didn't know you were such a high seas, you know, operator. But you got so many dudes shaking in their skins. Aren't you like,
yeah,
you like great, you like the Megalodon out there.
Yeah, they scared of me. They scared of me. And I stay away from them. And I said, don't get too close.
Oh, that mojo. Yeah, boy, look here.
I don't want to look close to me. Not this week coming up.
Naughty. If you check the weather report, I think it's predicted to be between 18 miles per hour. That's high wind. And a warning from the forecaster will say, all small craft, stay in port. Melville B and Ashley B are not small craft. So most of the other boats, they're hoping that they have light wind instead of heavy winds.
Oh, they want light wind.
Yes.
So, Larry, what you saying now? The wind be in your favor?
Everybody knows that.
So, who's sailing your boat, Larry?
I'm Harris Bullitt, the son of the great Marty Bullitt. You mentioned Sweet Island Gal. Marty Bullitt was the captain of the Sweet Island Gal. And while Marty was the captain of Sweet Island Gal, never lost a race.
I must say, Marty was a skillful captain too.
And his son now.
Well, I have to see that.
Joshua Green from Mangrove Key will be sailing Melville B.
Well, yeah, I know Josh. You got a good skipper. But I don't know if you can make the top 10, Larry.
That's coming. That's not.
See, man, you're all fast, but you always get scared. You always get scared of Long Island people. I don't know why you always be scared of us. We can do.
Hey, let me ask you a question. Somebody just tagged me, say, Naughty, they bringing any mutton from Long Island on the boat? And that's a good question. You all bringing any mutton?
No, you know mutton. No, you got to come to Long Island with mutton.
We're not bringing any crabs from Andrews either.
I didn't want some conch. I didn't want no crab, but I want some conch. But everything's good. All right, but listen. I'm glad to see, you know, and a lot of the texts is hitting me right now saying, all right, I might have to pass it. It could be at Montague.
It is, yes.
You can't go wrong. I think that's one of the best places ever for sailing. as far as going out there, being able to see it from various vantage points. Also, the eats and drinks that they're going to have out there, it's going to be all.
I hear them advertising. It sounds like they're going to have every entertainer out there in the nighttime. So when you can come watch sailing and get entertained all night long.
There you go. We got a phone. We got a call right now. Let's go to the phone lines real quick. Super McCall has got to say, Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, Nelly, how you doing?
I'm good.
Great on your guest. You know what I want them to do for this regard? I don't know if it's the truth. I mean the best of the best. Is to get all the islands that come, let them have a cook-off. Who could cook the best crab and rice, crab and dough, and everything. That should be very
exciting. I bet you on that. That's a good idea, if not for this year, next year.
Because everybody, peas and rice.
You sure you won't put Andres in the crab and rice?
I just want to sign up to be the cook.
And dough and peas and grits and that should they should work on that for next time.
I think that's a great idea.
That's a good idea.
That would be very exciting. And not only that, see who could you have some crabs on there, let them out, see who's the best crab catcher. I know Andres could say they're the number one.
You should have the crab race though. You know, label them crab A, crab anyway, you can't go there. Sorry.
Yeah.
Crab one, crab two, crab three.
Okay,
can't use lettering, got to use numbers. But yeah, appreciate that idea. Happy, that's a real good idea. Thanks for that contribution. Yeah. Tied to it for next lot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
Yeah, but I mean, not to say that they're not going to have great food and drink out there already.
Well, it is the best of the best, so you might as well do the best of
lots
the best.
Lots of entertainment, all of that stuff, man. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that's a great weekend. If you're going around Montague this weekend, no, it could be packed. It could be busy. You may as well pull over. You may as well go out, catch you some Kong fritters, grab a Coleman, and watch some races. It's going to be all good. I'm looking forward to drop off the baseball practice. I can matriculate right back down the Eastern Road and kill my hour and a half for 2 hours.
Yeah,
right
there. We'll be out there from Thursday to Sunday, every day.
8 a.m. 8 a.m. is the first E-class race.
All right.
On Thursday morning.
So what's the complete schedule for the weekend? It kicks off on
Thursday.
Uh-huh. Runs through Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, correct?
Right. The finals will be on Saturday, on Sunday.
All right. So races will start from Thursday straight through until Sunday, and obviously Sunday will be your finals at the Montague for sure. Going out there, everything's gonna be there. Eats, drinks, great competition from the A through the E class. So everybody's covered. There's a boat there for somebody, and go out and enjoy it, man. And for more information, you can always get in touch with the
Regatta desk.
Mm-hmm.
So
all right.
So now all the E class will be skipped by junior sailors. So come out and see the up and coming.
Right, and support the E-class. You don't want to miss those E-class races, man. I really thank you guys for stopping by. We got to get to the break. Good luck this weekend. May you bring home one, and you bring home one, and take all from Exuma.
We taking the tree, A, B, and C. Now, come on, Long Island. Think about this, right?
So Exuma gets nothing, is what you're saying?
My good friend, Mr. J. Ed Monroe, he's going to have to take all the trophies back on his mailboat to Long Island. We need him to take them back.
There you go. And that's an announcement in advance.
Okay. Jed, we need to leave some space, please, up in the captain quarters.
Next time you come back, bring me some mutton, please. Thank you. All right, let's get to the break, man. I appreciate you guys. Good luck. We'll see you out there this weekend. Flip side of the break, we'll be talking NFL action, getting you ready for Monday Night Football. And we got your final 15 today with Rich Eisen, so keep it right where you got it. Don't touch it.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
Naughty Johnny's restaurant can only be described as the experience you want to recreate again and again and again. Their motto is simple food done well. Home at Naughty Johnny's, where you can dine on crack conch fritters, and other Bahamian favorites. There's also an international flair that's guaranteed to offer something for everyone. Enjoy a good meal and listen to live band on their patio Friday and Saturday nights, or brunch on Saturday and Sunday. Only at Naughty Johnny's restaurant in the Old Town Plaza, Old Fort. They're open 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Friday, 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. on Saturday, and 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. on Sunday. Naughty Johnny's. Well, what did
you... Let me ask you a few questions. What's your name?
Pam.
Favorite food?
Steak.
Beer or wine?
Wine.
Is your money safe?
It's under my bed, I guess so.
Are you serious?
Yeah, why?
Unless your money is in a bank or credit union that's a member of the Deposit Insurance Corporation, there's no guarantee it's safe.
Yeah, but what if something happens to the bank?
Your Bahamian dollar deposits are insured up to $50,000, so you'd still be ahead. Plus, your mattress might catch fire. Then what?
Man, those banks and credit unions are looking good right about now.
Visit the DIC's website at www.dic.bs. Protection for your money, guaranteed with DIC.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy, and spicy is tradition.
So when you play,
play Island Games,
we putting Bahamian's voice guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We come.
We playing with Island Games.
Your pumpkin favorites are back at Dunkin'. Indulge your pumpkin passion with fresh baked pumpkin spice donuts, mouth-watering muffins, and delightful munchkins. Or sip a Dunkin' pumpkin spice signature latte made with pumpkin spice and vanilla flavors, all topped with whipped cream, caramel drizzle, and cinnamon sugar. Available hot or iced, Dunkin' offers the ultimate pumpkin coffee experience. Head to Dunkin' today. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
The Monday, November 20th continues right now, and I down the home stretch we come. I got your picks lined up for you. I get to my NBA picks for the night, my NFL picks for the night, all brought to you, of course, by the Island Game. But I do have the final 15 lined up for you today. Colin Cowherd, listen, this is what we got to talk about. And I waited this morning with bated breath. I said, listen, you watched that Eagle game last night. There was multiple occasions when Buffalo Bills quarterback, you know, Josh Allen, threw the ball away. Two critical interceptions. Whenever this quarterback makes a mistake, the media rushes to make an excuse for him and why it's not on him. Whereas if Dak Prescott does it, it's a problem for Dak. If Tua does it, Tua Tagovailoa, it's a problem for him. There are certain quarterbacks that are held and judged by a different measuring stick than other quarterbacks in the league. And it's getting sickening right now. And two of them that the league has gone all in on, in my opinion, are Josh Allen, and below, and Herbert over there with the Chargers. There's always an excuse for what happened with these two in particular. And I'm surprised if the league is going along those lines, why aren't they jocking Trevor Lawrence more? So it makes me really wonder. But I saw Josh Allen make critical errors last night, critical mistakes. The other quarterbacks would have been crucified for on Monday morning. And yet the media has run to his aid again like the cavalry. I mentioned it last night in several chat groups. I was like, how is the media going to spin this in the morning? Why this isn't Josh Allen's fault? And here they are today on multiple levels spinning it. Well, today, we got a good look and some insight. Michael Vick, along with Colin Cowherd. Are the Buffalo Bills wasting Josh Allen's Super Bowl window? And Mike Allen is wasting his Super Bowl window with multiple turnovers, with multiple moments of bad play. Okay? text that I know your Broncos are looking good. You know why they're looking good? Because I picked them in a couple of upsets a couple of weeks ago, and I've been riding them for the last 4 weeks. You need to thank Uncle Naughty for making your Denver Broncos relevant again. You need to thank me for picking them and having more confidence in them than you guys. But yeah, your Broncos are looking good, and they made me look good yesterday too. Thank you very much. My parlay came in with Denver on it. I appreciate it. Today, be a breakdown and a recap of that game last night, 37-34 Eagles over the Bills. And it was an exciting game. But Buffalo had multiple opportunities to defeat the Eagles. Multiple. Couldn't get it done. And apart from the interceptions, there was a throw to the end zone last night. Now, some say Gabe Davis ran the wrong route. Some say Allen threw the wrong ball. But again, here we are today. The media has circled the wagons for one Josh Allen. Circled him. So we'll have a candid take there. Let's have a look at the NBA tonight, what's on tap in the NBA. And we'll look at Monday Night Football. Tonight in the NBA, I'll be honest with you, got some interesting matchups. And of course, you can always play your favorite sports games and bet on your favorite sports simply by logging on to theislandgame.com. Theislandgame.com. Check out, you know, the ways to play. Bet it, sell it, and forget it. Multiple options to play and win. And don't forget the 12 days of cashmas going on with the Island Game as well. So keep on listening up for that. They didn't capitalize enough. Now, again, now, Texter, you're up 24-14. What do you mean you don't capitalize enough? When you're up 24-14, you shouldn't throw that interception deep in your territory. And a bad interception at that. Buffalo had major success running the football, two or three series in a row, getting 7 to 10 yards a chunk on the running plays. Went away from it. Went away from it. I think the biggest problem in Buffalo, Texter, and you're a Bills fan, I take it, is McDermott, not Josh Allen. He got rid of Leslie Frazier. The defense was top four in the league for 4 years that Leslie Frazier coached it. Not so good this year. Fires the offensive coordinator, Ken Dorsey, to cover up for the mistakes of Josh Allen. He was a sacrificial lamb. And the same thing continues now that Dorsey's gone, 2 weeks after he's left. My question is, why such coverage, such moving the goalpost, such making excuses for Josh Allen? They need to call it for what it is. And watch. He's led the league in interceptions, 4 of the 5 last past 5 years. He's like way ahead of the game this year in interceptions. But nobody seems to talk about it. And turnovers. Certain entities need to give up the quarterback position in America. It's no longer belonging to them. It's open. So let the best quarterback play, minus the BS that comes along with it. Especially the racial ones. All right, let's have a look at the NBA tonight. Well, that's the NFL first and then the NBA. You got the Minnesota Vikings at home against the Chicago Bears, -3, 3-point favorites at home. I like the Vikings to get it done. Lay the 3 points. They'll cover the 3. And it could go over 43 points as well, too. So if you want to bet an Island game, I'd take the Vikings -3 and over the 43. As far as the NBA goes tonight, lots to choose from as well. Lakers, 5-point underdog to the Philadelphia 76ers. Boy, that's a tough one right there. I think I'm going to stay away from that one. I don't know which team for the Lakers is going to show up, and I don't know which team for the Sixers is going to show up. I like the Pacers over the Portland Trail Blazers. They got the Pacers by a 12-point margin. I'll say take the money line and the Pacers to win. The Pistons over the Wizards. I'll take the Pistons at home and battle two bad teams. But Detroit has a little bit more talent. They do play a little bit more fired up at home. I think they cover the bucket, the 2-point, they're 2-point favorites. I think they get it done, and they cover. The New Orleans Pelicans, 6-point favorites on Jazz. I like this one. I like the Pelicans to get it done on the road against the Jazz. And the Denver Nuggets, 10-point underdogs to the LA Clippers. Denver is rife with injuries right now. What I go ahead and say is take the Clippers in the money line, because that team hasn't really gelled yet either with Harden's arrival. So leave it for how it is. They're the better team tonight because of health issues, but take them with the money line, all right? And we're going to get to the break right now. And on the flip side of the break, you got Colin Cowherd and Michael Vick taking you home. And we're going to have that discussion about the Buffalo Bills game last. The future of Josh Allen in Buffalo. And I guess we'll hear Colin make some more excuses for Josh's shortcomings. All right, I want to thank everybody who chimed in today. My special guest, Dr. Smith, in the first hour. Best of the best regatta in the second hour. We'll see you tomorrow right here for Talking Heads. Colin Cowherd taking us home after the break. Keep it right where you got it.
Your pumpkin favorites are back at Dunkin'. Indulge your pumpkin passion with fresh-baked pumpkin spice donuts, mouth-watering muffins, and delightful munchkins. Or sip a Dunkin' Pumpkin Spice made with a rich blend of espresso, pumpkin spice, and vanilla flavors, all topped with whipped cream, caramel drizzle, and cinnamon sugar. Available hot or iced, Dunkin' offers the ultimate pumpkin coffee experience. Head to Dunkin' today. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
John Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
Refined style with elegant taste. Refined threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist. Then fine threads is your place. If you wanna look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Wanna step out and look great? Then fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste. Then fine threads is your place. Is your place. Is your place.
When faced with an illness like cancer, and we at Cleveland Clinic in Florida have your back. From advanced cancer treatments to extra safety measures at all of our locations, we're with you on this journey. For every infusion and follow-up, for every step of the way, for every care in the world, Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need when and where you need it. To learn more or connect with a local representative, visit clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
The new KFC Nuggets have arrived. That unlike the no-gets, ours are handmade using 100% white meat, unlike the no-gets. At KFC, we hand bread every day to achieve the perfect flavor. After you try our delicious and crispy nuggets, in the original recipe, you'll never settle for less. KFC, the real nuggets. It's finger-licking good.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Feels very right to have Michael Vick on, four-time seniors in the NFL, most career rush yards by a quarterback in league history, over 6,000, Fox Sports NFL analyst. So I said this last week, and I used to get crap for saying this, that I would say, I want my quarterback on that Wednesday press conference, Michael. I want the hat on straight. You got the big bank sponsor. You are the face of the franchise.
Definitely.
Shave, play the part.
Yeah.
And I watched Jalen Hurts on that thing. Dude looks like a senator. In fact, he looks better than our senators. And there is something about his maturity. And I know I got crap for this, but it does matter. I think the team feeds off his maturity and his resilience. What do you make of what we're seeing?
I mean, on and off the field, Jalen Hurts look apart. If I can go back and do it all over 20 years ago, I would certainly make sure that I looked the part. I was, you know, polished when I stepped on the podium. You know, that comes with just leadership and understanding your position. And I think Jalen Hurts really understands the position that he's in. You know, being a quarterback of a flagship organization like the Philadelphia Eagles really means a lot. He takes it serious. And so, you know, that team is maturing and as good as it is because of Jalen Hurts.
Is he healthy? When you watch
and everybody else, but.
Yeah. Is he healthy?
I mean, from the looks of it, it don't look, you know, nobody's really healthy this time of the year. And especially the way he play, you know, taking some hits, a lot of sacrifice. But, you know, he's not out there. He wouldn't be out there if he couldn't be out there.
He's not
for sure.
Injured.
Yeah, yeah. And so, you know, sometimes accountability and everything, a competitor, you know, you want to be there for your teammates and you want to show them that I'm willing to go to extra play hurt because it you gain respect.
Right.
It's another form of leadership.
You know, Michael, I remember watching Aaron Rodgers at Cal, and then 3 years later, I'm like, he's got a way better arm. Is that when Jalen Hurts was at Alabama, it was like he runs. People do improve in life.
Yeah.
I can, a politician can, anybody can.
Right.
I think throwing the football, he looks different than 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Take me to your progression. Is it because he sees the field? Is it because the receivers are better? Is it coaching? Because remember, he's got a new OC this year.
Yeah.
He looks so much more comfortable throwing the ball deep.
Yeah. You become a better passer when you learn to anticipate. And so, I mean, anybody can hit a 10-yard hitch. My son can throw a 10-yard out. You can throw a 10-yard. J-Mac, you know, we can all throw gun those in there. With a little practice and repetition. But when you start to throw them down the field throws, them in cuts, them out routes, and routes that, you know, you get a certain coverage, you got to anticipate it. There might be a small window that you got to put the ball. But if you understand pre-snap, look, this was coming, anticipate it. Now you're a little more accurate because you know where you get by and help your receiver get to the spot. So I think that's truly important as far as progression for a passer, understanding pre-snap, what's going to be there, and then seeing it and then hitting it with accuracy.
Yeah, your mind's not racing.
Right.
You know what's
coming.
Yeah,
you're calm. It's a sense of calm.
Yeah.
In order to make those throws. Other than that, you get wiry, erratic.
Yeah.
So
you ran. Now Cam Newton, Big Ben, Josh Allen, because of their size, are a little more durable. And so Josh Allen, much like a Ben and a Cam, he can take a lot of these hits. But I do feel like, okay, we're 6 years in now. And when this team gets in the red zone, their offense is, hey, Josh, it's like high school.
Yeah.
Just go make a play. Are they wasting his talent?
I don't think they're wasting his talent. I think, you know, just in but every quarterback is levels. It's progression. You know, I think you're only going to be as good as your offensive coordinator. You know, and I think it's just so true. Sometimes a coach can't win you the game, but they can lose you the game. Us as players got to take the onus of, you know, when the play is called, we got to dissect it. We really got to break it all down really, really quick. And, you know, sometimes I used to pride myself a lot on, you know, if I heard a play call come in and I did something outside of the box within the play, as long as I can explain it, you know, and
you can go to Andy Reid and explain it.
Yeah, Andy, I'd rather him say, good job. I don't want to explain it, you know, complete the pass or whatever the check is, you know, make it happen, keep it moving. You know, sometimes, you know, you get into the red zone and, you know, get a little tighter, it's a little more anxiety and them play calls just got to be spot on. And it don't always got to be down the field throws, you know. It's still ways to move the ball, in the red zone, screens and quick pad dumps, you know, like it's ways to move the ball quick.
I want to ask you, so there was a play last night where Gabe Davis broke free. And Gabe turns to the corner.
I know exactly what you said.
Instead of in. Now, Josh Allen's reaction was almost, hey, Gabe, you turned the wrong way.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of times in the NFL, you know this, you throw the ball before the cut's made.
Yeah.
On that play, what is the rule? For instance, Gabe maybe beats his man more quickly than he anticipated.
Right.
Is there a rule in this league? Because Josh threw it before Gabe had...
Yeah. Josh reacted in a cover zero situation. I mean, it's all out blitz. Everybody's coming. And unless Gabe just ran his route that was designed, the route that was in the play call.
If he
ran
that to the corner.
I think either Josh anticipated him just, it's cover zero. We've seen this look plenty of times. You know what that means. I mean, all hell about to break loose. Just run. That's why he lobbed it to a spot. It was a perfect pass.
Yeah.
Just ran his route. And so if Gabe ran the route that was designed in the play call,
he did
the right thing.
Right.
But Josh anticipated us being on the same page, years of experience. I could be wrong, but when we see cover zero, it's red.
By the way, Justin Herbert saw one last night, and he doesn't have a deep threat.
Yeah. And you know, same reaction.
Right. Okay, I want to ask you about Russell Wilson. So, listen, in Seattle, we all knew what he was. Twitchy, moved. He didn't move like you, but the raindrop throws. And then last year, it plummets. So my takeaway was, is he washed? How? He's never been hurt. So now if you look at the last five, six games, he's back to Russell in Seattle.
Yeah.
I think in Seattle he had better receivers, but he didn't have a Tyler Lockett, but he still got. So when you watch this Denver offense, what are they doing now, in your opinion, that maybe they weren't a month ago?
I think it's predicated on better field position, one. You know, defense is playing really well.
Yes.
And so they're giving them opportunities to, you know, have short fields, cross the 50, you know, punt returns and get into a good field position, which is, allows the play calling to be different.
True.
It's so much easier to call the game as opposed to before you get to the field.
Right, right.
And so everything changes. The end zone is a lot closer. It's more opportunity. And so it opens up the playbook, you know, especially when you get into that big red. So I think the play calling is different. Russell is definitely getting on the same page with Sean.
I like the running back.
Yeah, I like the run. And I like the fact that coach don't shy away from the run game, even if it's not working. It can be 2 yards here, 3 yards there. You pop one for six. And he just, consistency in the run game keeps the defense honest and allow him the play call the way he wants to.
So I want to go, C.J. Stroud this weekend lost. But there is something, and we're going to see Justin Fields tonight. And so there's an old, you know, the old saying is, you know, winning's not a quarterback stat. And, you know, right. Obviously it's a team game.
It is.
But I don't think if Davis Mills was starting, they'd be nearly as good as with right. C.J. Stroud with all the same dudes.
Yeah.
Are you surprised? Because the one thing I think I can from watching it on television is that he sees the field so quickly.
Yep.
Now, I watched you all through college. You didn't have to worry too much about that. And you also, in college, sometimes have stuff schemed. You got a first-second read and then run.
It's easy,
In the NFL, it's not that easy.
No.
So when I watch him, I think, oh, he just sees it quickly, see it quickly. Did it take time? What do you make of what you're seeing?
Yeah, it took time. I certainly was as good as C.J. Stroud was when I was a rookie, as good as he is now, especially so early. I couldn't have handled at all starting as a rookie, for one. And being honest, it was just, you know, trying to create an understanding of Dan Reeves' offense, it was super complex.
Sure.
I mean, we even had to call two plays in the huddle sometimes. And you know, so it's different. But I don't know what the terminology or verbiage is for C.J. Stroud, but whatever it is, he got it. He's comfortable. Like you say, he sees it really quickly, and it's the anticipation part. Knowing how to anticipate and get there before the defender
That's
can get
what,
there.
Yes.
And it just works every time. And if they're teaching that, and he's grasping that, now you got offense.
So next week, it's Philadelphia, San Francisco.
Mm.
And, I mean, there's like Hall of Fame-level dudes.
Yeah.
And I know we're early on this. We still have a Monday night game. But I want you to go back to your career in your biggest games against your best teams. And this is going to be one of these games for Brock Purdy. Now he faces an equal roster. These are the two best teams, I think, in the NFL. Is there a lean for you?
This is certainly a good indication of what we're going to see down the road. You know, in the playoffs at some point, depending on how, you know, everything shapes out and how it's configured. But we'll get a chance to see Brock Purdy versus, you know, what he's going to see down the road. And that's a tough Philadelphia Eagles defense that's, you know, led by guys who future Hall of Famers, Pro Bowlers, and know how to win, you know, mentally.
Do you buy Brock Purdy? I mean, against Seattle.
I buy any quarterback who's consistent. Consistently good, you know, more wins than losses. You know, we are judged by that, and you know, he understands exactly what has to happen within our offense in order to move the chains. And so